Have you any experience of watching television with a group of other people or in a public place?
Well, I used to watch television in the various messes and institutions in the Air Force, but mainly sporting events in those days, because there weren't anything like remote controls, and remote controls can be an enemy of the household, can't they? I can go back to when we first came into this house, about 1966, and we had two students, and next door had a couple of students, and they were at Carter Athlete Teachers Training College, and there were two, we had some engineering students, some of the tech, and next door had two girls under teacher training, and I don't know whether it was Muhammad Ali, one of the big fights, when he's danced like a butterfly and hit like a bee or whatever, sting like a bee, and must have had about 12 to 15 students come in to watch this, and you had the Ali supporters and the George Foreman, if it was he who was fighting, his supporters, and I won't say fisticuffs, but one or two arguments, and the odd bottle of beer was drunk as well. Television in the services, there was always somebody shouting, "Turn the channel over, turn it over, we don't want to watch this rubbish," and things like that. But I've watched it occasionally in a pub. I've watched rugby in the rugby club on the television, and the atmosphere was, shall we say, it was England and Wales playing, especially in the old Arms Park, not the Millennium Stadium. The atmosphere has gone from there, I think, with the singing, and it would be very pro-Welsh down the rugby club, and one or two Englishmen would be ribbed unmercifully about the performance of various people. There were days of great excitement and joy, and great days of wailing and heart-rending defeats, but it was enjoyable watching an event like that, especially with the crowd of people who knew what they were watching and knew what was going on. I think there's nothing more infuriating than watching a rugby match where you've got four or five girls sitting saying, "Well, what's he done that for?" They're learning to play rugby, I believe, now, so I might be treading on dangerous ground. But what have they got those numbers on the back? Because if you remember, Wales used to have numbers on the back of the Welsh shirts, always had letters in the early days. Why have they changed the letters to numbers? Well, it's so people like you can look at your programmes and identify who the chap with number 9 is on his back, you know, and things like that. So you want to watch the television, and they're trying to get you to answer these ridiculous questions. But nevertheless, entertaining. It's hard to vision. Or hard to visualise the world today without television. I'm of a generation who saw it come and saw it develop. The children of today are watching an entirely new technical and digital world. We used to go to the cinema and see things that television slowly started to take over and to multiply and to expand. It has been a godsend in some aspects. There are those who say we watch too much of it, especially children. It has an influence on the general health of children, without doubt. There isn't enough activities, and when you get children watching television for 4, 5, 6 hours a day when they're not in school, it must be doing something to them.